Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, which is right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we're here with San Diego's own Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store, the tackle guru himself, talking about Tackle Day 1 week from today.
Man, we're having a great time. So much cool information going. So much more still to cover with the tackle guru and the big sale coming up. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's our number. Or you can text us. Lots of great texts coming through. If you've got a question about fish and tackle, this is the show for you. Text is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on your Android or your iPhone. It's a great way to listen to the show, and it's the only way if you want to text your question. And we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can use that thing anytime you want. You want to pick up some new flat falls and knife jigs before your next bluefin trip, if you want to buy some fluorocarbon for the summertime, or if you want to use it at tackle days and really stretch it, you got $100 coming your way.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Well, time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our fishdope.com report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures. They're teaming up for tackle days again next Saturday, November the 6th, with some incredible deals. They've got great discounts on Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures, free goods, and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Day starting November the 6th. It's, again, the main smart part of the sale starts at 9 o'clock, but really, Tackle Day kicks off with the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7. So we'll hope to see you there. With that, we're going to find out what's biting. Time to talk to our catch report, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Doug. Well, it's been fun listening to all that Tackle Day stuff you guys are talking about. You're going to have a hell of an event, sounds like. Oh, my God. Good for you. So you're going to have great weather for it, too.
Oh.
But, you know, guys, we are here at the end of October, almost November, and our offshore scene is definitely winding its way down. You know, there's still a sprinkle of yellows around on some of the kelp scattered down toward Ensenada like that, and then a sprinkle of yellowfin and Dorado even a little bit farther down, but it's definitely getting closer to being over. But, you know, closer to home than that sector, the real bright spot is what's going on out there way out west, the Cortez and Tanner sector. It's a gift that just keeps on giving, man. Even with these two ripper storms, we had tremendous winds and huge seas, and conditions straighten out a little bit, and those bluefin are still biting. Just like Dave Hansen says, they just want to jump in the boat and come home with you. So the guys out there are picking away. Weather is a little choppy, but doable for the bigger boats. And some of that stuff's been pretty good size. So let's just hope it just keeps on snapping all the way through November. Be interesting to see. Along the coast here, we got some breaking news. Danny just called me a little bit ago. This is good news for the local guys for sure. Squid showed up in Santa Monica Bay. Local boats made some of it there and did wonders yesterday for the guys fishing the rockfish, much bigger grade of fish. As you might expect, there are no yellows or sea bass on it yet, but hopefully soon coming. And, you know, once that bait shows up in the bay there, that resident sea bass population living in the kelp lines from Flat Rock down to Rocky and then around the corner to Lanada Bay like that, they often get a bit more catchable. So we'll see if some of that gets going. A lot of times that fish is really big. So it'd be interesting to see if that gets that kicked off there. Also along the Palos Verdes Peninsula, there's been some decent calico bass fishing in the kelp lines there. Guys fishing the plastic along the kelp stringers there have been doing pretty good. Not much reports at all this week from the outer islands. Did get a little bit of info from Catalina there. You know, it's definitely slipping into the winter mode. Not too much surface action, but the cod are definitely snapping. And that squid that's around the west end there had some commercial information there. They're not seeing it at all. They find it on the electronics, and the seiners get it because their nets are deep. But in terms of a guy trying to go catch some, if you caught any at all, it would be pretty much only on the jigs right now. But, you know, that changes. It's early yet. And then on the big game scene, looks like our marlin season, it was kind of a weird season at best, and it definitely got over early. Don't see much of that around anymore. But there is a little bit more signal on the deep drop swordfish scenario, both in that San Diego area and then up here off Catalina. We did our first trip last weekend for nothing, and probably going to go drift a little bit tomorrow also. You know, it's definitely been some fish around. So, you know, things are changing, guys, but there's always something to do here in Southern California, and we'll have a report for you next week.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, fishdope.com always has the stuff. Danny, Jeff, and the boys always have the inside information on what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, $20 off. A new membership, which is giving great, is, as we come across the holidays coming up, a great gift, too, to give an angler. It's good for a whole year, and you give them that gift, and it's they'll remember you.
And a big thanks to Jason and the crew, too. They donated a couple of one-year FishDope.com memberships
Sweet.
To our Friends of Rolla raffle. So,
nice.
Yeah, big thanks to the boys there.
Yeah. Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks,
right,
Mark.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Well, hey, while we're waiting for Marcos to get wrapped up, we're going to go to the text. Lots of great text coming through for Doug. This one is, hi, Doug. Are you going to have UC rods discounted, and will you have the 9E or the 10E? And that's from Chuck in Redondo Beach.
We're getting technical.
All right. Well, that's a good question. Well, definitely UC is going to be there, and those guys are great supporters of us, and we appreciate them so much. And we are great supporters of them because we love their product. As far as those specific rods, I don't know 100% if those are in stock or not. I know we have a full giant rack of those. We've gotten a couple orders in here in the last few weeks that pumped us back up pretty good. And to be honest, the only thing I look at when rods come in, are there any rail rods in there? So as far as the longer rods, I don't know. If we do, there is a discount. If they're not, you can talk to the guys in the booth and ask them what the flow of product is looking like going forward. And, you know, I'm assuming that that's something that you're going to use long term. So just keep tabs with what the flow of stuff is. And when they hit, then you can add one to the arsenal there.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Another text, a quick text, says Rich from Oceanside wants to know if you have to be present to win for the raffle.
You do. We don't have any mechanism in place to
contact
somebody because there's so many tickets that we sell and so many people. But I will tell you, a lot of guys just want to support Rollo. So they buy a ton of raffle tickets, and a lot of those people just give theirs away if they see a kid walking by, hey, here you go. And so when we get down to the, you know, the raffles are throughout the day. So, you know, if you're there in the morning, the midday, or the afternoon, you're going to have some opportunity to win. But that last raffle is kind of the, you know, not the majority of the stuff, but a pretty good amount of stuff we hold back for the very end. And there might only be, at the most, a couple hundred people, and there's some good prizes. You have maybe a 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 chance of winning a nice prize. So a lot of people will hang out to the end kind of knowing that little inside dope, but you have a chance throughout the day.
When is the end? When is the last
raffle? It starts about 2:30.
Okay, so
after
not super late.
The seminars end at 2:30.
Okay.
The raffle's from, you know, 2:30 to 3, and then officially the outside, you'll see, all you're going to see is elbows and butts tearing down their booths out there, so those reps want to go home.
And what time is the first raffle?
The first raffle is at about 10:30, I believe.
Okay.
It's after the first round. So the first round of seminar is 9:15 or 9:30, and then right after that, the seminars are about an hour. Right after that, we'll make the announcement. Everybody gathers around the door there in the parking lot at Fisherman's Landing, and Rick and Dallas start just giving away prizes like crazy. And,
nice.
And then we have another one just after lunchtime, and then we have the last one at 2:30.
2:30.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Speaking of seminars, what are the seminars?
So it's a little different this year. We had 3 long-range boats coming in, so we lost our stage that is over where they unload the fish For the long range boats, and we have no boats in port because they're all going out fishing, which we used to use for our stages. So the main stage, we've got Bill Cavanaugh, captain of the Intrepid. He's doing the giant bluefin. That's at 9:15. Then a really kind of interesting, cool one is the California Flyer Company. They make the flying fish that everybody's catching these giant bluefin on. They were kind of online only, and we have formed an amazing relationship with those guys. And talk about a seminar to come check out, yeah. Especially if you're a private boater and you want to know how to work these things for the big bluefin. That's at 12 noon. And then at 1:30, the legendary, the one, the only, the encyclopedia, Steve Carson. He's honed his information. And he's got a great one. Since this is tackle day, it's the 5 most necessary outfits to fish in Southern California. That is overwhelmingly his most popular seminar, his most popular online writings. He goes into such depth on why you should have each of these types of outfits. And so with 5 outfits, you can do any trip in Southern California. That's an invaluable one. And he will be here probably throughout the day. He normally is. And so you can talk to him about any topic. The man has more brain power in this industry.
Hopefully he'll pop in on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's always fun to talk to him. Yeah,
he always does that.
I'm sure he will. And you know, as long as we're talking about some of the event features, we also have the coolest taco stand ever. Everybody raves about their food. And so... definitely plan to have lunch down here, then catch a seminar, then catch a raffle, buy some stuff. But you know, if you're here around lunchtime, I mean, they'll set up for in the morning too. So they're
breakfast
here.
Breakfast burritos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they've got that going. But definitely plan to eat your meal here.
Yeah, it's really really good.
We've got tables set up so you can go.
Well, and you've got Point Loma Seafoods right there. You have Mitch's. You have Point Pizza Nova. I mean,
yes.
You have a lot of
Let's
choices
face it.
Around.
Yeah. You do.
Well, that's how this whole thing started. The owner of our taco company was a former chef over at Mitch's. You know, that's how this whole thing, you know, came about. So, yeah, it's just fun. It's all in the family. All of those guys, too, donated to our big raffle again. Huge Pizza Nova. John and those guys were hugely generous. Yeah. Point Loma Seafoods always kicks. It's just awesome. It's just like it's a family event for everybody down here.
But one word of caution, do not park in the Pizza Nova lot.
Do not park at the Point
Loma Sport Seafood lot.
Nope.
They will tow you.
They will.
They
guarantee.
They have to.
Yeah. They have to.
Yeah. So that's just part of the deal. Hey, speaking of which, the big event, of course, we talked about it. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
I wanted to call in and first of all thank Doug for involving Captain Rollo Kids at Sea in Tackle Day. It is one of the funnest days that we have, raising money to put more kids out on the water. And last year, Doug, you remember how hard it rained, and yet it was without question the best Tackle Day we ever had. It was fantastic. So we're gonna try it this year with good weather. You're right. The fishermen did not care. It was awesome. We have a lot going on this year. You guys touched on a little bit of it earlier. This is going to be our kickoff of our grand raffle, which is our annual raffle we've done forever. We did not, however, do it last year. So this is the first time we've done this in 2 years. We have 30 items already selected, and tickets are printed. And these prizes collectively are worth well over $30,000. We will choose 30 individual winners at the end of April. So we're going to be working for months selling all of these tickets, but they will be available for the first time at Tackle Day. And I'm not going to bore everybody with all the items that are on there, but some of the new items that are on this raffle. We're going to give away a California lifetime fishing license to one lucky winner.
Cool idea.
And the thing I found out as I was researching this is if you buy or you win a California lifetime fishing license and you relocate out of the state, that license stays valid for the rest of your life. So you could actually, you know, a lot of people are relocating now and then maybe be a little concerned about buying a lifetime license, but I would imagine most people are still coming back into California to fish, the ones that have left. And so that license stays good for your lifetime. So that's
a
different
item. And you don't have to pay the non-resident fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. No, you don't. No, you do not. That's what's cool about it. And then we're also going to give away one of the new Hobie Mirage Lynx kayaks.
Whoa.
They were, yes, that's going to be a very popular item. They cannot literally keep those in stock. And so I had to assure them we wouldn't need it until late April, and that allowed us to add it to the list. Because right this moment, I think they're pretty hard to come by.
No, you can't get it.
Adventure and Camping has come on board as a sponsor of the raffle, and we're going to do a real nice package with Ryan and those guys up there in the Sierras, so you can go on one of those camping trips. The Royal Polaris has again contributed, and we'll be giving away a 7-day long range trip.
Wow.
And then our own Doug Kern has been very generous, and we will be giving away two different winners, $500 Fisherman's Landing tackle gift cards. So those are just a few of the items. There are 30 items that will be given away, and those tickets will start being sold at Tackle Day. They're $10 a piece, and I hope everybody comes out and buys some because it helps us put more kids on the water. But there are some fantastic prizes there that we're going to be giving away. So,
no kidding.
Pick a box.
And so that's going to start, kick off, and you can buy tickets for that raffle at Tackle Day.
You sure can. And that'll be the first day that they're available. And so we're anxious to get those rolling. Pick a box. You mentioned that earlier. We are going to have a fantastic pick a box program. Boxes are going to be a $25 donation, a $75 donation, or a $150 donation. And then you randomly pick a box off the wall. It'll be on display. We'll open it up. You get to keep the box, of course. And then inside will be a list of whatever prizes you win. And we've got some great stuff we're giving away this year. I think in the past, everybody has been very excited about what they win with Pick a Box. And it's a fun way to contribute to the Rollo program. Last year, we sold out. Yes, great stuff. It's a good deal. That's all I can tell you. It's a very, very good deal.
Yeah, if you buy a $150 box, it's guaranteed that it's going to be way exceeded in value of product inside, right?
Well, let me tell you, I know because I know the guy that put it together. We have a $150 box that is an AO soft-sided cooler. That is the box.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, it's a $100 cooler, and you're paying $150, and you win what's inside. So we have a limited number of those, but I suspect we will sell out of those. Last year, we literally sold out of every box and every denomination that we offered, and we put together at the last minute last year a very expensive box for $1,000, and a guy walked up to the booth and said, "You want $1,000 for that box?" "Yes, sir." And Wayne from CCA was there helping us, and he will be again Saturday. And he said to this man, he said, "It's worth every penny." And the guy said, "Well, what's inside?" And Wayne said, "Well, you don't know until you buy it. Let me get this straight. You want me to give you $1,000, and I don't know what's inside?" And Wayne said, "You won't know what's inside, but you'll be very happy." And the guy reached in his wallet and took out 10 $100 bills and donated it to us. And he ended up winning a, I believe there was a 2-speed Accurate reel inside
box. Hey,
along,
cool.
Yes, along with a number of other things. He walked away with a giant smile on his face, and that was the best deal ever. So,
you got to have like a category.
Kind of
you got to have a category of like the Norm Campbell, Dan Kirby pick a box level, you know, some sort of crazy elevated level.
Well, what was really interesting was this guy was not familiar with Friends of Rollo at all.
In fact, he
specifically asked, "Is this an actual organization?" And we handed him a brochure, and then his mind was at ease, and he went ahead and made the donation. But I still remember the look on his face when Wayne told him, "No, you don't know what's in it until you buy it."
So, anyway.
Well, we're going to have a great time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone.
Yeah, well, I Mike Lum and Tim Baker, I mean, Mike, you put so much effort out, and I mean, the successful promotions you've done for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and raising money to take kids fishing, hats off to you, Mike. And this is going to be a great one. Tackle Day, it's a big one, so get in line, get one of those pick-a boxes.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
How cool.
Those are going to sell out. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.
See you next weekend.
Great to hear. All right. Marco's missing it. Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, he just
popped in.
Late arrival with that hot dope from down there at Sea Forest Board Fishing. We're going to continue with our catch report. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. I was just building some suspense there, you know, get some anticipation going.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it.
And minus some weather at the beginning of the week, which we can kind of expect this time of the year, some of that weather to roll through. We're still out there catching fish on all those trips. Half-day trip, very good bottom fishing still. Occasional bass, bonita in the mix there. So still some other stuff in there. Mostly bottom fish, but very good bottom fishing. The full-day trips, like I said, a little weather beginning of the week kind of slowed things down there. But beyond that, catching lots of yellowtail on there on all those boats. Yellowtail, some skipjack in the mix. Still an occasional one or two tuna here, but that seems to kind of have passed, at least right now. And, I mean, it would be nice for them to get back into some of those bluefin or yellowfin. But like we said, if the fallback plan is going out there and catching some really nice yellowtail, that's kind of hard to complain about on those full-day trips there. The offshore trips, those 1 days, a day and a half longer, still catching a lot of fish out there with those bluefin, the yellowfin, the bonito. Not as consistent as it was in the beginning of the year there, earlier in the year, but guys, we're rolling into November here, and they're still catching those fish. Seen some bluefin, anything in that 25 to 50-pound range up to, got the Polaris Supreme yesterday, had a couple fish over 200 pounds. They had one fish weighing in at 310 pounds yesterday on their three-day trip.
Whoa, jeez, no way.
And from what I understand, it was a young lady about 10 years old that caught that 310-pounder.
That's so rad.
Really?
That's cool.
So, and if she can do it, I think we can all go out there and get a shot at those guys. So, and yeah, I mean, the Polaris Supreme is a little tough to get on, but there are some other trips, those 2 and 3 day trips, lots of 1 days, day and a half there. Overall, still great fishing in there. Like we talked about, not necessarily as consistent as it was, but I mean, heck, like I said, we've been nonstop fishing since what, March? You know, I had to slow down a little bit at some point, but even slowing down, there's still some great fishing out there.
Awesome.
So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have a full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the 1 days and longer trips up there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Check out all the socials, Seaforth Landing, for up-to-date reports, pictures. Get a good idea of what's going on there. Or you can always come down and visit some person. Visit Dustin and Tackle Shop there. Get your gear tuned up. Stop by the Royal Rooster, have a burrito, and then get out there fishing.
Great call, Marco. Some great stuff going on at Seaforth. Still some great fishing to be had. Appreciate a perfect report, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. That's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what we're going to do next Saturday at Tackle Day. Not only are we going to give away the new Equator Maui Jim sunglasses, but second place we'll throw in an Anza.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Step up to the mic. Step up to the mic and you have a chance to win a Maui Jim sunglass and an Anza fillet knife.
Nice. I like it.
That,
very cool.
Thanks to Donnie and his crew for
providing that's rad. Us
that's awesome.
Always appreciate their support.
All right. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on right now. We've got
Ted from Gamakatsu Hooks is on the line and Sea Falcon Lures. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great.
I mean, we're all pumped up for Tackle Day, and I know you are, too. I know Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon are stepping up in a big way.
You guys are making a splash this year. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's fun. It's kind of fun. When these promotions come along, we get excited because we want to see what we can come up with and see how creative. It's kind of a contest internally to see how creative we can get. So this was a joint effort from the whole sales team to come up with this one for sure.
So tell us about it.
Well, what we're going to do is if you come down to see the Fisherman's Landing, come down to Tackle Day and purchase any three, basically it's a $30 value. You go and spend $30, which is pretty easy to do, you know, especially if you're buying, you know, some of the value packs and the hooks at Fisherman's Landing, and bring that coupon back or bring your receipt back to our booth that we'll have set up outside. You're going to get a free G-Box 3200 reversible case. And these are really nice cases. They're made in Japan. They're a one-hand opening. And they're a very unique design. They've got a V-shaped compartment, and there's drain holes in it as well. And that V-shape's really cool because if you're fishing anything, all your jigs, anything that's got lots of hooks, plugs, anything that those types of things will nest down inside of that little V-shape. And it really keeps the hooks from getting all tangled up as you get them out of there. And it's reversible.
Box.
So you've got – I know. It's so cool. I remember when I saw the design, I was like, well, this is – I think people will really like this. And it's reversible, so you've got the same amount of storage on one side as you do the other, and then you can kind of rinse it off, and it'll drain and air out. You know, so if you rinse your lures off, it drains out really well. So we're going to be giving that away. Again, just come by the booth. We'll redeem that at the booth. And that's why supplies last, you know, so we only have so many we can bring down there. But we're bringing a lot, so there should be plenty for everybody. And just show us your proof of purchase, and we'll give you one of those
with that purchase. $30 purchase of Gamakatsu hooks.
And they're getting buy two, get one free.
And they're getting buy two, get one
free. So they're getting their $30 worth of hooks at 33% off. Then they get a free prize. I mean.
Oh, yeah, and then that VAX box is worth, what, $12, $14?
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. And they're, yeah. And again, it's going to work out really good. And the other thing that it does, it allows you to enter into a drawing that we're going to be giving away every hour. So there, and so we have so much going on, it's almost hard to tell everything. So we're going to do so with the hook purchase. Basically, you're going to enter, we're going to basically enter you into an hourly drawing for a Sea Falcon hat in addition to an hourly drawing for the Sea Falcon grand prize package. We're going to do one of those grand prize packages. We're going to have one winner per hour during the event. And you must be present to win, so please hang out. You guys were talking earlier, grab a taco, hang out, come see all the seminars. So just make sure you're there so you can have a chance to win.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so this will all be done at – you do the purchase at, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, either inside the store or outside. Are the hooks inside or outside?
The hooks are inside. For the most part, yeah.
And then you take your receipt to the Gamakatsu/Sea Falcon
yep.
booth, and they Rick and the gang will redeem it for you. Mm-hmm.
I have told our crew there's so much going on at the Gamakatsu booth. If anybody buys anything Gamakatsu, make sure to go to the booth and see what you can, you know, sign up for drawings and free goods and, you know, a pat on the back or whatever. advice.
And I might mention, too, Sea Falcon Lures is participating in that, too, right, Ted?
We are, exactly. And so Sea Falcon, just so everybody understands, Gamakatsu is the official distributor of Sea Falcon Lures in the U.S. So they're made in Japan, so it's not a Gamakatsu brand, but we're the distributor for them. And they're just, if you haven't seen these jigs yet, I mean, they're just awesome. They literally are like works of art. They're beautiful jigs, and they catch fish. I mean, the guys that we've got using them absolutely love them. So with the Sea Falcon deal, you buy a Sea Falcon jig, you receive your choice of either a Sea Falcon roll-up bag that holds all the jigs. I think it'll hold about 10 jigs. There's three color options. We have a blue one, a white one, and a black one, or a Sea Falcon hat. And, again, that's limited to quantity on hand. So all you have to do is go buy one jig, and you're going to get something for free. Go ahead.
And the Sea Falcon lures are on sale, Doug?
Yes, and those are going to be outside. And I can tell you, we bought every one they had. And as you know, certain items are tough to come by, especially at the end of a good fishing season. So we definitely have limited quantities of a jig that will catch you a 200-pound bluefin.
We have been sitting on 300-gram Sea Falcon knife jigs just for Tackle Day. We could have put those things on the rack
at regular price 10 times over.
We get asked for them. They would have all been gone, but we saved them just for this Tackle Day promotion. I mean, they're like it's like the hot, you know, it's the hot, the glow pink stripe. Like it's the one. Yeah, 300-gram Sea Falcon, amongst other Sea Falcon jigs too. But like we have been sitting on these things just for Tackle Day.
And it's buy one, get one.
Buy two, get one free. Yep.
So if you buy two of them, you get one free, and you get the free goods to roll up to put them all in.
Correct.
Wow. What a deal.
But even if you only bought one, I don't know, Ted, does that qualify for the box, or is that just Gamakatsu product?
Yeah, that's all we're doing. So it's the buy two, get one on the hooks. It's, if you buy a Sea Falcon jig, I want to make sure we're correct on this, guys. If you buy the Sea Falcon jig, you're going to get – all you have to do is buy one jig, and you qualify for the free goods.
Correct. But we also have all jigs – you buy two at the regular price, you get a free one.
So there you go.
So, wow.
So they can do that on Sea Falcon if they want to.
And then you get the roll-up.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Ted, it's going to be a great time. What an event, huh?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. I want to make sure and make this clear. If you don't do anything, come down at least spend $30 and get the buy two, get one, and get your free gift. Buy at least one jig, you're going to get another gift. And both of those, each separate purchase is going to put you in the hat for drawings that we're doing hourly, as well as just we're going to have five winners per hour for a hat. And then we're going to also have a grand prize package. And the grand prize package is two Sea Falcon jigs, a package of treble hooks. It's our new treble SPXH, which is a great hook for to put on the back of the jig. Pack of assist hooks. You get some split rings to put it on. A G-Box 3600 reversible case and a tuna dry bag to put it all in.
Oh my gosh. Right on, Ted. That's awesome. Cool.
Ted from Gamakatsu, thanks for your great support with Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon here, and we'll look forward to seeing your gang down at Tackle Day 1 week from today. Thanks for that, Ted. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's cool. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are packed. We got great text to read. You stay tuned. You got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of info going through. Lots of your questions. If you want to get through, still plenty of time. 213-432-1090 or shoot a text at Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back in those phones, Rick.
Well, they are jam-packed. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Really appreciate you hanging in there with us, Daniel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, good morning. I'm looking for a good pair of boots. I think the ones that I have, they're done already. But I want something that are comfortable. You know, I'm on the boat all day, so I want to be comfortable on my feet.
What size boots do you wear, Daniel?
10.5.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, the boot industry right now is one of those industries for some reason, probably because they're big, bulky items, that you cannot get. We have tried multiple manufacturers. boots have not been available now for 2 months.
Really? Wow.
I would recommend the 12-inch Extra Tough is the main boot that most people find to be very comfortable. You can roll them down on a warmer day if you want a shorty boot. Extra Tough also makes a shorty boot, but then if you need something taller, you don't have that protection. Like if you're on your private boat or if you're on a sport boat and they're hosing down the deck, that 12-inch boot is perfect. They're very comfortable. You want to buy a boot that's a slight bit bigger, so you'd probably end up with an 11, but I'd always try them on. You don't want it to fit too snugly. You want it to be just a half a size too big so that your foot slops around, because your feet will actually swell on deck when you're standing in the heat, catching big bluefin, and you don't want to have pressure points on those boots or your feet will get sore. But unfortunately, right now, I think it's going to be tough for you to find in California a legitimate boot that is comfortable and worthy of what we do. But
they're sitting on container ships off of L.A. right now.
Yeah, there's over 100 container ships sitting off Long Beach, and there have been for 2 months now, and over 50 of them since back in March. And that's one of the things that seems to have gotten caught in the crossfire. But that's not going to last forever. We're going to have boots again. I keep in touch with Extra Tough on a very regular basis, and they have gone one step closer now. They have the inventory in their possession, and they've just notched up their distribution ability and their system. So I think probably by the first of the year, boots are going to be back on the shelves.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Great to hear from you, Bart.
Well, thank you. We, Doug, I want you to, you can say thank you right now. You asked me to pray for good weather.
Thank you, Bart.
There's Rand.
As usual, I owe you one.
Yeah, nice job, Bart.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love this event. I look forward to it every year, just to see everybody in one place and all the great deals are there and all the support we can do for all those kids at sea. It's fantastic. And yesterday there was a CCA golf tournament, and that was fantastic, too. I think Mike Lum was there as well. I mean, I think he's everywhere these days. He does everything.
Right.
So
he's amazing. Yep.
How was the golf tournament, Bart? I missed it.
Well, Pete, it was a scramble. So John Petty, Brad Styler, Ginny and I were in a foursome.
Wow.
And, I can't walk with my knees and don't have much of a swing right now. Ginny hurt her back. John Petty hurt his back. Brad Styler had just 3 months out of open heart surgery. at the end of the day, we were a net 59. That's without handicaps. Gross 59.
That's pretty darn good.
That's,
cool.
That's not bad.
At one point, we had eagle, birdie. It was a pretty, and Brad Styler was on fire.
I'll bet.
That's cool.
With that new valve he's got, fun. Man. He's like, yeah.
He opened him up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
good
for Brad.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to say hi. Looking forward to Tackle Day. I'm looking forward to seeing you all. It's going to be so much fun, and I'll see you there.
Yep. I always enjoy seeing you, Bart. We look forward to it. It's always fun. Like, Bart is the show man, and when you see him at the show, hey, there's Bart. Like, it's always a lot of fun. We can't wait to see you, buddy.
This is the only other show I go to.
Very good, Bart. Thanks for the call. I'm glad the CCA golf tournament was so successful, too, and raising money. And I'm sure we'll hear from Wayne, too. Wayne will be there at Tackle Day, and Wayne can tell us some golf stories.
Nice.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
For sure.
Thanks, Bart.
I'm going to be there at 7. I'm going to be there at 7. I hear there's a radio show going on.
There is a radio show called Let's Talk Hookup, and we look forward to having you on. No question about it. All right. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate that.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's dying to talk to Doug. Let's jump back into him and talk to John. He's calling us from Upland this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Okay, yeah, two questions. Well, I have a Telica 12 and a Accurate Boss 600 two-speed reels, and I want to get one more two-speed reel, but I'm looking into getting a Speedmaster. Which one would be comparative to the Telica 12, or do you recommend the Speedmaster 16?
It's the same exact reel except for the width. So the side plate, every component in that reel, the handle, it's all identical. The 16 is slightly wider to accommodate a little bit more line capacity. So if you were going to use a little heavier line or you wanted a little more line capacity, you'd go with the 16. We probably sell more 12s than anything, and because the wider reels are slightly more, you know, uncomfortable to fish with. But, you know, it just depends on the situation. If you're planning to be at Tackle Day, you can talk to one of our crew about your exact situation, or you can go into the Shimano booth and ask them and tell them what you do, and then we can dial in the exact correct reel for your situation.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call. I appreciate that very much. I had an interesting text, which I think we need to address, and that is, morning, I have a handicapped older friend, and I want to bring the Tackle Day. Is there handicapped parking nearby? That's from Randy and Vista. And I think that let's talk a little bit about parking.
Well, we do have handicapped parking, and the two handicapped spaces directly in front of Fisherman's Landing will be part of the event. So we've designated the 30-minute zone just inside the gate to the left as handicapped, but I have to tell you it's likely that those will be taken up by the fishermen leaving the night before because we still have good fishing going on. And
I was just going to say, but throw out, though, that there will definitely be handicapped spots in front of Point Loma Sport Fishing, which
yeah.
is directly adjacent.
It is. And the other thing that you could do is come directly in the gate. That is the west end of the event, and if it was possible to drop your person off, go find a parking place. They can just hang out and watch the casting contest, and then it's a small footprint, this event. So if it's possible to drop them off at the front gate, you're literally 3 feet from the event at that point. But then, you would have to go find a parking place if those handicapped spots or the 30-minute spots have been taken up.
Yeah, and here's the other issue, too, is that the fishing's good right now.
Yes.
And the weather's good, so there's going to be a lot of people fishing, most likely, this
yes.
weekend. So there may be a limited amount of parking spots. But there are spaces over in the Westies lots, generally speaking,
yes.
this time of the year.
We have,
right?
in the sport fishing, we have two handicapped spots per landing, so a total of six. And actually for this day, we've added three more because of the 30-minute zone.
Yeah.
But we just can't guarantee whether they will be available or not. But, like I say, if you can drive in, they can get out and hang out there at the event. You're 3 feet from the event when you come in the gate.
There you go.
And then
you can go find a
spot. Go find a spot and then just hang out and enjoy the day.
And just in general, there are the 72-hour lots that are in front of Pizza Nova. Like Pete said, not inside the Pizza Nova parking
or
lot.
The
but,
Sun Harbor
but in front
lot.
Of, there are spaces there. There's the Westies lot. One block up the street, there is all the street parking you would need. I mean, there are, you know, there's the lot at the landing. There is plenty of parking
over
for
down
the event.
In front of Jimmy's and down by the Naval Station.
I always hear Doug say this, and it really rings true. Like on a Saturday night in August, every single boat out of every single landing is full, and every person gets plenty of parking for that.
Right.
This is November for Tackle Days. Like there will be plenty of parking.
Yes.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
you may have to walk a little bit,
yeah.
but again, I'm going to caution you. You don't park at the Pizza Nova lot, the Sun Harbor lot, Point Loma Seafoods lot, you will get
yeah.
towed.
Yeah, those
they
30-minute zones,
yeah.
or the 2-hour zones are, is it 2-hour or 30-minute? I think they have both. Anyway, yeah, don't do it.
because that's parking for the restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, and the patrons and
yeah, the boat owners.
Boat owners and such like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
Sun Harbor's
sure.
ruthless. They will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. This is where I live.
they will
tell you for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mark, and he's calling us from Santee. Hey, Mark, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Mark?
Great. Awesome. How are you?
Hey, you answered my questions on the seminars, but I have a question specific. Is the Fisherman's Processing going to do a seminar this year?
Well, they have been part of Tackle Day many times, but they cannot commit every year, and this is one of those years. We have three long-range boats coming in that day, and unfortunately, he is not going to be able to set up a booth. However, their facility is not that far from here, and so maybe after Tackle Day or even during Tackle Day, You might want to go visit their place. They've got, I mean, all the rubs and the tuna burgers, and I mean, all the stuff that they have right there in their facility.
At Taylor Street, yeah.
You just have to make sure to contact them to make sure what their hours are, because I know they're going to be busy cutting fish pretty much most of the day, but that retail part of their store will definitely be open.
They're like the most accommodating people. Like, any time they have the ability to, they participate in Tackle Day, whether it be with a booth or, you know, have Sean talking about smoking fish or cutting fish and all this stuff. But, yeah, man, they're just flat out, they're up to their elbows in it still. And, you know, fortunately, we're just having a very good, you know, late fishing season year, and they just don't have the manpower to do both. They're going to be too busy wheeling them knives.
Yep. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Doug, there's 20 different vendors.
Yes.
20 different tackle manufacturers / vendors.
And they are literally the who's who of Southern California.
Like, kind of throw it out.
Okay. I'm going to read the list
The list.
So everybody pay attention. You're back in school. Your teacher wants you to pay attention. So we've got West Coast Marine bringing Parker boats.
Oh, he's he's
going to bring a nice new boat, provided he hasn't sold it this week. But we have plenty of Parkers scattered around the landing. You're going to see lots of Parkers. United Composites, Shimano, Seaguar, Salty Crew, Power Pro, Phoenix, Penn. I'm glad that they're back. They took a couple of years off during some transition years. P-Line, Olakai, Iserline. Plus, Iser's going to have their line machine there, so you can. They're not going to do a contest, but you can just see how your connections hold up and
cool. And
so forth. Obviously, Gamakatsu we've talked about. Fishworks, they bring a beautiful display of clothing. Daiwa, Costa, CalStar, California Flyer is new to us with those flying fish for catching the big cow tuna. AFTCO, which is, they took a year or two off their back. And Accurate. And then we've got, obviously, Let's Talk Hookup down there. Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop has a big 40-foot booth out in the parking lot. Rollo with the raffle booths. And then the San Diego Anglers putting on the casting contest. So
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And, we touched on some of the deals, but for those people that were sleeping in, rods and reels are 10% off. Every reel comes with free Spectra. Most of those we can fill that day, but some of them might have to pick up the next day. We've got hooks and any lure or jig. You can buy two and get one free, equal or lesser value kind of thing. Yep. And then, I mean, things like
Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Yeah, Seaguar fluorocarbon. Buy one, get one free, up to 80-pound test.
Holy mackerel.
Things like just fun things. Stick jackets. You can buy one, get one free. Outfit your whole arsenal of rods with a stick jacket. I mean,
those are like plasticky nylon-style rod covers that don't stick to your guide, so you can slide your whole bundle together.
Oh,
great for storage, great for travel.
Yeah, okay. And we've got all of our kites on sale. I mean, it's bluefin mania.
Olakai,
the last few years.
Crazy discount.
Right?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, on Olakai
shoes? This is the time to buy Olakai.
Yes.
Shoes and sandals.
We've been talking a lot of Wahoo, and obviously everybody knows about the Nomad jigs because of their marketing budget, but there's a jig that Rick discovered on his long-range trip a few years ago, the Bomber CD30. It's about a 9-inch pink or purple, like a giant Rapala thing with single hooks on it. Those things catch Wahoo as well as any jig ever invented over the entire time I've ever been in this business.
Wow.
We've got those things on a good special. Like 33% off kind of deal. P-Line Adaro pliers. You know, that's the nice aluminum pliers.
Yeah, great pliers.
And we've added the split ring tool for obvious reasons. That's an Adaro. Those are 60% off. They're $19.95 for a $50 tool.
Wow.
So, you can buy a raffle ticket from my very pregnant wife and all of her girlfriends. Like, it's just going to be a very fun day. The deals are crazy. Also, on that, I just wanted to go back to that buy lures thing. That's all lures, including like Fisherman's Landing Pro rigged custom bluefin with like the heavy duty hooks and the rings and everything, knife jigs. All of that is included. There is no limitation
on the lures thing. Buy two, get one free.
So stock up on your surface irons, your yo-yo jigs, your cold snipers.
I'm guessing it's while supplies last, too, right?
It is. But some of that stuff, we got a lot of supply.
We got a lot of supply.
Okay.
It's Tackle Day, baby.
Yeah, we're ready. You guys have been gearing up for this event for
We have.
Months. Since last year.
I'm not going to say there are no holes, but we have a lot of really good stuff. And
you've been holding back gear.
We have.
Yeah.
I have some gear in my office that should have been sold a while back.
Doug goes through the store every day, foolishly, but it's because it's part of our sale, on things that, I mean, we're talking like the mega things and like, ah, I don't want to take a chance that we don't have any of this for Tackle Day. And he'll grab them off of the rack and put them in his office. So there are things that we have for sure, quote unquote, run out of that will appear only because it's Tackle Day.
Wow. Fantastic.
And they rhyme with CalStar. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to find out who's got themselves a $100 gift card. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop going to John from Long Beach. John, congratulations. You are going to be stoked coming in with a little shopping spree.
Yeah, congratulations. And Doug, thank you very much for that. And thanks very much for being such a great supporter of Let's Talk Hookup and, of course, putting on this great show here that everybody loves. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
Yep, well, I love Let's Talk Hookup. I wore my lucky Let's Talk Hookup shirt today.
Yes, you did. I wore my Fisherman's Landing shirt.
Looks like we probably have good weather for Tackle Day next week, and you guys will be there setting up and doing the 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. broadcast live.
Yeah.
And so we just look forward to seeing everybody down there and come down and do your casting contest and eat a nice taco or burrito. Yeah. And
take advantage of some amazing deals.
Yep, and support the Roller Raffle, please. We appreciate that. We know you will, and can't wait.
Yeah, fantastic.
We're
it's going to be a good one. So, again, 1 week from today, Saturday, November 6th.
Yep.
At Fisherman's Landing.
Yep, and store opens at 6 in the morning, closes 6 at night. Outside, the vendors will be set up at 9 o'clock, and they'll be there until 3 o'clock. Raffles throughout the day, seminars at 9:15, noon, and 1:30, I believe. Big, huge raffle, tackle sales on virtually every category in the store. So it's going to be a fun day, and I think I think we'll have a great turnout again.
Oh, I think that there's going to be a lot of people there for sure. So yeah. Get there early and come join us for our live broadcast, which is always fun. Hey, thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening today. Thanks for all your participation, all the texts, all the phone calls. We sure appreciate that. And thanks to Christian for all his hard work on the other side there with the phones and the board. And, of course, Adam with our app. We sure appreciate their efforts. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Gary Graham, the Baja legend himself, fresh back from the $9.8 million biz. He'll have all the details on that. That's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be a great show. We'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.